둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
Got what? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the Podcast, Season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Sly and the Family Stone was made up of some of the finest musicians to ever take up their instruments. The Stone siblings, Sly, Freddie, and Rose, were absolutely killing it on guitar, keys, and vocals. Greg Errico and Larry Graham on drums and bass are still one of the greatest rhythm sections the world has ever seen. And Jerry Martini and Cynthia Robinson's horns brought the jazz to the funk. And these folks together wrote and performed some of the most enduringly classic songs of the 20th century, so it shouldn't come as a surprise that in the 50 years since 1971's There's a Riot Going On's release, that so many producers have done a whole lot of mind-bogglingly creative things with its sounds. The bass lines, drum fills, the horn, vocal, and guitar lines that Sly and the Family Stone gave us over the course of their career were ripe for the picking, once sampling became de rigueur and the technology to take clips and stems and fold them into other songs became more and more affordable and accessible. In this episode, we'll hear some of the artists that took the sounds on There's a Riot Going On and made them into something else amazing. For the Consequence Podcast Network and Sony Legacy, I'm Jill Hopkins, and this is The Opus. All right, samplers, let's get sampling. Hip-hop artists have always loved Sly and the Family Stone. And yeah, I'm speaking for all of them. I think that's a blanket statement I feel good about. And it makes sense. Someone in their early 20s in the late 70s, when hip-hop was born, would have had the band to listen to in real time as kids. And the members of the Wu-Tang Clan were little Wu-Tang babies when There's a Riot Going On was released. So their generation was the first to be lifelong Sly fans. The song you just heard, Blood is Thicker Than Mud, is by the one and only RZA, the Wu-Tang's producer, and one of the best to ever do it. He used an interpolation of the chorus of Family Affair for this track from the 2009 soundtrack to the television anime film Afro Samurai Resurrection. And the RZA, kind of the leader of the Wu-Tang, And I think there was some trickle-down Wooganomics happening, because he's not the only one of the Woo to use Family Affair for one of their side projects. In 2006, Fish Scale, Ghostface Killa, Raekwon, and Capadonna chopped it up for Dogs of War.
Yeah, this is a family thing. We gonna handle our business. This mother know not to come around here like that. This is real, real talk. Four different things with four different aspects. This is family. Who said family ain't family no more? This is tight. Tight in the white man while I'm talking heavy bags. It's a family. Bracelets and every man. Innocent dope pushes. Overnight kingpins indeed. We smack up for the cheese.
Now, not every hip-hop sample from There's a Riot Going On is quite so obvious. Producer Joseph Patel had to pay close attention to catch on to this next one.
Another sample, which I probably didn't even realize was a Sly sample till like 10 years ago, was on the first Tribe Called Quest record. There's a song called Description of a Fool. And the first Tribe album is amazing. And Description of a Fool is based on a sample from Running Away on There's a Riot Going On. And that is not a sample that I ever picked up. If for whatever reason, it just never registered because it sped up a little bit.
A Tribe Called Quest and their producer, Q-Tip, took this blink and you'll miss it moment from Running Away and turned it into the foundation for one of their very first singles. For 1989's Description of a Fool, on their debut album, People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm. I don't think we can even use the words hip-hop's greatest producers and not have J Dilla enter the conversation. J Dilla left this plane in 2006 at the far, far, far too young age of 32. But even before he did, he was already regarded as one of the genre's most influential, and his work with the Soulquarians, the gold standard. And in 2015, there was a box set that featured 38 unreleased beats of J Dilla's. And it hit the stores. And it's great. And the eighth of those 38 is all about You Caught Me Smiling. Now, we're talking a lot about hip-hop in this episode because, you know, we're talking a lot about samples in this episode, but the sound of Sly and the Family Stone didn't just make its way onto really nice beats that are easy to dance to. Soul artists took what the Family Stone gave them and laid their own vocals over the melodies at the keys, horns, and guitar on There's a Riot Going On, so expertly provided. What's the name of that singer-songwriter from Ohio? Oh, he plays piano. His wife is pretty. Oh, yeah. Oh, John Legend. I can't believe I forgot that. He's kind of a big deal. And John Legend is a Sly stan. He's covered Dance to the Music. And he and Joss Stone, no relation, I don't think, have a really lovely rendition of Family Affair themselves. It's out there. But here, on this next song, he takes the keys from Just Like a Baby and gives us another bit of funky soul in 2004's She Don't Have to Know. job, John Legend. Okay, so we're talking about a very distinctly American band with a very distinctly American sound, Sly and the Family Stone. San Francisco's finest, right? But international artists have been known that Sly and his friends really knew what they were doing. You know how the Wu-Tang is for the children? Apparently, Sly Stone is for the French. There was a hardcore hip-hop group from France in 1995 named Demokrate D. And they turned the already funky song Poet and turned it into the très funky Le Mot du Risque. That's French for risky love. Durant.
Je me présente, doc mal famé, meurtrier, le cinglé, docteur enfoiré, psychopathe recyclé, recyclé, plus raté, ah, un vrai taré mental, je le tiens, un sérum de la mort, j'ai un mix pour le corps, j'ai un fixe prêt encore, le traitement, sans effort, je mêle ma sagesse, un grain de folie, et ça pour tout.
And speaking of hardcore hip-hop, let's talk about Public Enemy. If you think the fine gentleman of Public Enemy didn't grow up soaking up the soul of Sly, you are sorely mistaken. Our very good friend, Chuck D, I know I sound like Tahani there, but you should check out the Cypress Hill season of The Opus. Chuck D and his colleagues nestled the Family Stone's Thank You for Talking to Me, Africa, which itself is a retooling of Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. They got it right in the middle of one of their greatest misses. One of the world's most efficient deliverers of messages put out a collection of unreleased outtakes and remixes with that title, and a track called Air Hoodlum used Larry Graham's iconically slinky bass intro to its fullest potential.
Mickey Mac jumped over the candlestick. His stack was his stats, but his D was still whack. He's 11 to 12. He found the wrong clientele and all. During class, he would dribble.
Before we go, I want to turn the tables and get into the proto sampling that Sly was doing on There's a Riot Going On. During the time Sly Stone was recording this album and everything was swirling around him, he was experimenting with, well, he was experimenting with a lot of things we won't get into. But he was also experimenting with some very cool sounding gear. In the last episode, I mentioned the Lowray Maestro Rhythm King. It's a synthesizer with some game-changing preset sounds built in. Now, to contrast that, the synth I had as a kid had a tutorial built in that taught you how to play Starships We Built This City. That was not as game-changing. But one of the presets on the Rhythm King was called Slow Rock, and it sounded like this. Now, the reason I can play Starship's second best song and Sly Stone could craft this cornerstone of Quiet Storm, Time, from There's a Riot Going On, has a ton more to do with the talent of each of us than the availability of tech.
Time needs another minute. At least take your time, but you gotta let me that girl looks forward to another meeting just like every people I know.
I love a well-used sample. I love a producer with a finely tuned ear. I love making something old new again. And when the source material is as rich as the compositions of an early 70s Sly Stone, you're in for some inspired reinvention. Because that's what samples are, after all. Reinventions. Taking the best parts of something and turning them into something else entirely. People deride sampling because they say it's an unoriginal and lazy way to make music, but I love the ingenuity behind it. I love the effort it takes. I love how it can expose an entirely new generation of music lovers to sounds they may have never heard before. And ideally, I love how it gives credit where it's due. On the next episode of The Opus, we're going to look at the family in The Family Stone. There's pros and cons with so many examples of each to starting a band with the fam. And we'll look at how that panned out for the Stone siblings. For the Consequence Podcast Network and Sony Legacy, I'm Jill Hopkins, and this has been The Opus. I'll see you next time.
Hey, this is Jill Hopkins from The Opus. After you've done checking out the latest episode of the show, be sure to check out some of the other awesome programs on Consequence Podcast Network, including The What Podcast, a weekly show by two Bonnaroo veterans exploring and highlighting the live music scene. Or Going There with Dr. Mike. It's an interview podcast series in which clinical psychologist and life coach Dr. Mike Friedman talks with musicians about the crossroads where music and mental health meet. So head to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see a Jew.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the Podcast, Season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.